Hi, Nicholas here. I used to love those big jugs to the market to fill with water from those coin-operated filter machines. 25 cents a gallon or 5 gallons for a buck. I used to. Then I got the big Berkey. Now I save my back and hundreds of dollars, too. I was paying $600 for the same 3,000 gallons of water that a pair of black Berkey filters will provide from my own tap for only $99. This means that your Berkey water system will entirely pay for itself with only 1,500 gallons.
Well,
of use.
Thanks again
and then
for joining
you'll
us,
still have 1,500 gallons left before you need to replace the filters. Do the math. Stop throwing your money away on bottled water and filter dispensers that may or may not be delivering as promised. For a limited time, First Amendment Radio is offering 10% off on the most popular Berkey water systems. Visit the shopping page at firstamendmentradio.com or call us at 559-781-3773 for more information. Leave your name and address and we'll send you this special. You're listening to FirstAmendmentRadio.com worldwide. Freedom is never free. We need your support today at FirstAmendmentRadio.com.
American Family News, I'm Ed Smith. Fiscal responsibility is not the apple of the president's eye. That's according to Gretchen Hamel, the executive director of Public Notice. She added that the president's new $3.7 trillion budget is no different.
The president gave this budget to Congress that will result in the highest deficit our nation has ever seen and more spending than we can really take. It's very disappointing. The American people spoke in November. They said they wanted fiscal responsibility to be restored, that they wanted to get this economy moving again.
Hamel made her comments Monday on American Family Radio's Nothing But Truth program. President Obama says he wants to work with GOP government spending to avoid government shutdown this fiscal year. The GOP has threatened not to pass the budget until the government spending is brought down to acceptable levels.
The
World Bank's president is warning that global food prices have hit dangerous levels that could contribute to political instability. The bank said food prices have jumped 29% in the past year, pushing 44 million people into extreme poverty. Bank president Robert Zoellick says the price increases have hit hardest in the developing world, where people spend as much as half of their income
on
food.
What would you like to talk about?
A conservative commentator says there are several arguments that Christians should consider as they determine whether or not President Obama's new health care plan should be repealed.
Mark Tooley, president of the Institute on Religion and Democracy, says Christians should remember its religious institutions have a long history of developing health care programs which date back at least to the Middle Ages. Tooley warns Christians to be wary of a strong centralized government.
What happens here in America? What would you feel would be the most important thing to talk about tonight? All right, fine. And Sydney, basically, of course, so right now, they anticipated that the budget deficit for this year is going to be 1.6
trillion. Tooley predicts government-controlled health care will eventually compromise the consciences of Christians on issues like abortion, embryonic stem cell research, birth control, and treatment of the disabled and terminally ill.
Every dollar the government spends is borrowed money, and I mean, you can't spend your way out of an economic problem, that's for sure. So you pick up a story and analyze it, and then because we've got a new budget,
Tooley also says there are significant issues regarding the mandate that all individuals must purchase a state-approved health insurance policy.
How long
he asks, do we wish to give the federal government the power to compel purchases? I'm Russ Jones.
A lawyer says the parents of an American student convicted of murder in Italy ordered to stand trial for libel. The parents of Amanda Knox were indicted on Tuesday for alleging in an interview with Britain's Sunday Times that Italian police abused their daughter. The trial is set for July the 4th. Wall Street veterans are contemplating what the merger of the New York Stock Exchange with a German exchange will mean for them.
Teddy Weisberg, who owns Seaport Securities and has been trading stocks on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange for more than 40 years, says the merger is promising if you own stock in the NYSE, which he does.
It certainly gives the combined entity new opportunities, absolutely. Whether or not that will filter down to the actual trading floor remains to be seen.
Companies say they have to merge to compete in a world where the places you can trade stock are mushrooming. CEO Duncan Niederauer says the trading floor is not going anywhere. Weisberg is more sanguine. We'll be
Several emails indicate that the Arizona college that Jared Loughner attended was on alert and concerned that he would return to the Tucson campus a week before the January 8th shooting spree that killed 6 and wounded 13, including a congresswoman. Loughner was forced out of Pima County Community College last fall after school officials said he was acting bizarre in class. American Family News is online at onenewsnow.com. That's American Family News this hour. I'm Ed Smith.
You are listening to the Worldwide First Amendment Radio Network. We do not have freedom of speech because the Constitution gives it to us. The Constitutional Amendment was written to keep the government from taking our freedom away. The Creator gave us our rights, but He also gives us the capacity to do evil or usurp the rights of others. Our individual rights end where the rights of another begin. No one has the right to do evil because evil can never be right. Those who would seek to limit your right to speak or hear the truth are the same who seek to subjugate, control, and enslave you. Freedom is not free. Support the Worldwide First Amendment Radio Network by going to firstamendmentradio.com on the Internet and following the instructions there to support us. Thank you for listening.
Years ahead of the dominant media, FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net, around the world and on satellite.
The Egyptian Revolution is, in many regards,
Barack Obama's budget
almost as significant as the American Revolution back in 1776. It's not that good because it doesn't have the same spiritual principles, but nevertheless, it has inspired the world much the same as the American Revolution inspired the world to resist monarchies. Our revolution wasn't just about the United States of America. It laid the foundation for French Revolution. And resistance around the world only the destruction of the globes of the monarchies of the globe.
The year we're in right now,
but replace those monarchies was not necessarily an improvement. It was probably an improvement.
But we're also getting
the point
our
is our revolution
$15 trillion
showed people what was possible.
That sometime in 2011,
once they understood that a gang of ragtag revolutionaries in North America could throw off the almighty Europeans, the almighty English, other people began to say, you know, I think we can do that too. It was the beginning of the end of the English Empire. It took a while for it to collapse, but it was the beginning of the end. Something like that has come out of Egypt.
Just pay the interest.
A very strange statement has been made, and part of that statement is that this world is no longer going to be controlled from the top down, at least not easily, not readily. And that's what they want. The people that are looking for a new world order and global free trade and so on, they want a ruling elite to sit on the top and tell all the rest of us dummies what to do and what to eat and how to live. Because they at the top are so damn smart. What we are seeing in the Egyptian revolution is evidence now. The revolution is coming from the bottom up. The power really is with the people. And the technology has made that power possible. And politically effective. And
yes,
I believe there's a government on earth
Social
that can't look at this and say, oh my gosh, what have we got?
$700 billion to about $800 billion this
there
coming
is
year.
Something inspiring in that Egyptian revolution. And
that's all the baby
it
boomers.
Speaks
10,000 a day are retiring.
We have a chance.
And there's no
we
money in the fund. They
liberty.
Stole it all.
And it should scare the crap out of everybody in the government and certainly everybody in the New World Order. What else do we have? Here's Iran. They don't like it.
The baby boomers retire.
Here's New York Times. as Iran uses force against protests as region erupts.
Hundreds
of riot police officers in Iran beat protesters and fired tear gas Monday to contain the most significant street protests since the end of the 2009 uprising here, as security forces around the region move, sometimes brutally, to prevent new unrest in sympathy with the opposition victory in Egypt.
There would be no money for the military.
The Egyptian revolution is contagious.
No way with the big
other countries, as you already know, in the Middle East,
we can keep
are attempting to emulate. Maybe they'll succeed, maybe they won't.
A million
but revolution is in the air in the Middle East.
Years,
and one of the things about it is
massive
this.
Expenditures to take care of them.
It indicates that the Muslim people are not a bunch of
Medicare and Medicaid,
goose-stepping
and,
Nazis
so
who
they,
all are so dedicated to their faith that they're prepared to strap a bomb around their gut
and
go blow up a pizza hut.
Nor the Democrats will face this up, but the Republicans say we're going to have to go maybe
it appears, at least if we can judge by Egypt,
that
the majority of the Egyptian people, yes, they're all Muslims, they're virtually all Muslims, but the majority of them would like to just get on, get themselves a new jet ski.
You're going to cut $200 billion off the budget and say, look what a great job we're doing.
Necessarily.
The only difference between the Republicans and the Democrats is we go bankrupt a little bit more slowly
and the tribe that's going to come after you like a bunch of cannibals or crazy people.
Let's just take a look at the Medicare.
It may be that they are not as maniacal as some people, including myself, have been led to suppose up until now. What else do we have? I'm going to save that till later. Here, I've got something I want to talk to you about now.
People turning
just came up today. This is, in fact, the idea we started kicking it around a little bit all in the last week as an aside, and it didn't gel.
Today, 47
something we looked at it. It's one of those things. It's kind of like you just kind of drive by the idea.
And
you kind of look at it. That's kind of interesting. You keep on going.
Medicare costs are expected to accelerate
but today,
in the coming years. The result
a friend of mine came back from
Medicare
a
is cost nearly $1
traffic court case.
By
he was down there as a witness. A friend of his was the guy who was going at it.
Increase over today.
We.
Now, there's just no way
we dissected
we
what we thought might have happened.
That amount of money,
you know, in the
Medicare,
aftermath, we sat down and talked about it, thought what might be going on.
Spending. It's an open-ended
and
entitlement.
Our friend,
you're owed it.
He
obligation.
Went to court.
The federal government has no way of
with
paying.
A number with quite a bit of law.
There's
and he
first
went
all,
intending to use, or at least he has previously used an argument that worked
accounting.
For him. And forfeit previous cases. And the argument was that he was entitled to an examining trial.
Security,
before
we
went to the actual trial, there was supposed to be an examining trial conducted by a magistrate, apparently for the purpose of discovering if there was lawful reason
doctors,
to take him to a real trial.
7,000 board
he has law
in the
that
States,
apparently works down here in Texas, appears to indicate that even if you're
older,
stopped for traffic ticket, before they can actually
drop,
try you,
so
there has to be an examining trial to see if they have legitimate cause to try you. He has law to support that contention. He's used it on force previous occasions. It worked and the case was dropped.
We
used it in this particular instance. He's been there at a previous hearing and they just ignored it. They continued. He is much surprised.
Fewer people working.
Well, first off, what he's run into is something I've witnessed, I've seen, or sensed, and most of you have probably caught wind of this if you've been around the legal reform community any length of time.
And
that is that the government is in
told,
a constant state
sorry,
of readjusting its strategies to counter whatever new strategies we come up with.
Effective in the bureaucrat's mind.
Back in the early 1990s, we would come up with a new strategy to contend with
so
government.
The
and that strategy could work well for
Canada
18 to 24
Britain,
months.
Where regardless how sick you are, you're going to
but since the early 1990s, we're now going on 20 years. Over that period of time, it now takes government, my guesstimate, perhaps 6 months.
To recognize
the most.
That fact and start saving
for a new strategy,
up so they can go
someone in the Patriot or legal reform
or
sovereignty community comes
we're
up with a new strategy and they say,
adequate medical
I got one now.
United States.
Huh?
Unless we instantly modify the system.
It's good. It's brilliant. It may even be right.
And those who want to stay with the federal system,
and the government,
where you have
and it works for perhaps 6 months.
The people, a voucher for
and I'd say that at the outside right now. And then strategy no longer works.
Does the average
other people try to emulate the strategy.
No
opportunity to use that strategy has closed.
In this country, if
now we have to amp up the strategy.
They've made it that way.
We have to find a new improved strategy and send that at the government. And the government, it takes them perhaps 6 months at the most right now to come up with a counter strategy. And then that's our new and improved strategy doesn't work. And then we have to get another one. We are in a constant state of leapfrog, a constant state of evolution. As new strategies develop and are evolved and refined, then government comes back and they have counter strategies.
And they're already preparing.
Well, he ran into that. He'd used this one strategy, the demand for the examining trial, and won four cases previously, just traffic court.
And if you don't,
but this time it didn't work, and he didn't understand why they have decided
no
they're not going
to
go for it.
When you are
part of the reason
you don't qualify
is
for
that
healthcare,
the judge
can't
in the trial,
it here in the United
when the judge
States
runs into something he doesn't
well,
understand, he calls Austin.
Pay out
Austin
like
being
billion
the,
dollars more
the
than
city where the state capital is located.
$600 billion in
and it becomes a euphemism for calling the boss
years.
Downstate and what the well, heck am I supposed to do? We got some guy in here who actually knows something about the law. And golly, I don't know what to do with him. So what do? They call Austin, the state capital. They talk to somebody, and whoever they talk to tells them what to do in these particular circumstances.
You've got it filled.
Now, I am willing to bet that there is a similar
put into the
central source for every state.
Because Congress has borrowed the money.
If you're in Illinois, there's some place in Springfield that
matches
the state capital. If I recall correctly, I grew up there. I should remember, but who knows? But in any case, they'll call probably to the state capital when the judge sees a new strategy. So I don't know what to do. I don't know nothing about birthing babies or patriot arguments. And they called Ms. Scarlett.
So to pay current benefits
at the state capital
bills.
And they get instructions, and the instructions typically are crush them like a tin can.
Just to pay current Social Security.
And when they get these instructions, among other things, they sit back and they rely on these instructions. And if push comes to shove, the judge is going to sit back and say, well, I called Austin, and they told me this is what they said to do. So you can't blame me. I don't know.
What they have to do is simply go out and borrow
the money. Well, we began to kick that around. And one of the things that crossed my mind
borrow the money to pay
the
deficit in the
10 days, 2 weeks ago, something like that.
That's right. And so when you look at the Obama
whoever they're talking to at the state headquarters,
you realize that it
is not merely giving instructions.
$1.5 trillion tax hike.
They're also collecting data.
With the Obama administration spending ideologically.
This is probably the mechanism by which the government keeps an eye on you and me and whatever strategies we devise. And when a new strategy comes up, I don't know this to be absolutely true, but it makes sense to me and it strikes me as logical and almost certainly correct. A new strategy comes up, we come in and we spring the strategy on some unsuspecting justice of the peace or municipal court judge or a district court judge or whatever, and they say, oh my gosh, he damn patrons have done it again.
They've
got another damn strategy here. What shall I do about it?
Destroy a nation
and
they
call down to Austin.
Poverty and suddenly you
and what do they have to do?
Money.
They
eventually
have to describe
you
the strategy
the
to
nation.
Austin.
And there really are people who want to destroy
that would be the state
nation.
Capital down here in Texas.
They
call down state capital
to,
and they say, okay, and they say, got a problem. The guy says, well, okay, what is it? And they try to describe. They have to describe the strategy. It's entirely possible that they may even send a copy of the pleadings, and I'll bet they do.
How could anybody have such a terrible idea? After all, he's
or
the
wherever the central
United States. It's not just
the central
Barack Obama.
Places
it's
that
the
they call for instructions.
Put him in office, and the leaders of the Republican Party are going right along with it, saying, oh, we're going to cure
when
things.
When they send
we're
that information, that central source
right along with
that not only
program,
gives instructions is collecting
a
data.
Deeper,
that central source
of,
is watching to see
dollars,
what new
$200 billion on a $1.5 or $1.6 trillion deficit. Nobody wants to say that the Republicans are just as complicit, at least the leaders, as the Democrats. Would you agree or disagree?
I agree entirely. In fact, people have really got to read my book, America for Sale. They write a whole chapter on the globalists, and this includes the left and the right. It includes Zbigniew Brzezinski and Henry Kissinger. The idea is that the United States, it's two sociologists from Columbia, Cloward and Piven. If we overload the United States with this debt, paying social welfare programs, we end up bankrupt, and it throws the country into a global necessity to have the International Monetary Fund step in. I read a whole chapter on in America for Sale, on the plan to destroy the dollar, because, again, people like Robert Mundell, who is an economist at Columbia, he created the euro. He now wants to use the International Monetary Fund special drawing rights as the alternative to the dollar and international currency, international trade. And the IMF came out this week and proclaimed openly that the plan is in place to create these special drawing rights to replace the dollar. Most people don't realize that when the dollar is replaced, what we're going through now is going to be realized. The first indication is going to be inflation.
And, of course, this is going then to destroy the value of their life savings, their bonds, their stocks, their insurance policies, their pension funds, their annuities. Anything that is denominated in dollars is going to be, suddenly devalued. And how far? 20%, 50%, 75%. But they really do want, I believe, to impoverish the American people and bring austerity to America, exactly as Richard Haass said in his recent article in Foreign Affairs Magazine, November, December of 2010. Read it, ladies and gentlemen. This man knows, Mr. Richard Haass, president of the CFR, knows what the future holds. And he's telling the others, boy, we've really got him now. We're going to impoverish the American people. This ain't it great. Go right ahead.
Well, Stan, I think what I'm saying in America for Sale is we're headed towards globalism, and that's the plan, financially destroying the United States of America, and the plan is well along with the way.
And because these are the globalists, Mr. Haass is a globalist, the man who wrote, Mr. Altman, who wrote the article with him, and they know what's going to happen. They're globalists. Their loyalty is not to America, but to the globalist dream.
And you are going to court.
Jerry, go right ahead.
Well, I think I understand we also ought to pick up on the Middle East. The current uprisings that have gone on in Egypt.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Decreasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous?
Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other.
Replay capability, these coins are mirror they finished will go look at nine, things.
Nine, nine,
and
silver.
If they turns each out they made a bad call,
will always
reverse.
Have
but
an earthly store of value plus the
for
cross
the sake
with John
of
John 3:16.
The
as
judge is
value.
Supposed to look
go
at
to
the evidence presented.
Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Throughout the Muslim world, every country over there is falling apart, whether it be Sunni Bahrain, I mean, most people don't even know where it is. Certainly the same thing is happening in Somalia, it's happening in Yemen, it's happening in it's already happened in Lebanon, they've gone, it's already happened in Turkey, certainly in having the riots in Jordan. This is all carefully coordinated. It's happening now in Tehran. What we're seeing is the radical Islam taking over all of the Muslim nations in the Near East, the Middle East, and certainly the Obama administration is going right along with it, supporting the aspirations for democracy and freedom. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not democracy or freedom. This is giving whatever certainly freedom you have up to a totally radical Muslim extremist nation, and they're going to be surprised. Oh, how could this have happened? Exactly as happened after Zbigniew Brzezinski orchestrated the fall of the Shah and the bring of the radical immigrants to power. The major foreign policy advisor for Barack Obama during the presidential election was the same Zbigniew Brzezinski, who was the head of the National Security Advisor during the Carter administration, when all of these terrible things happened to Iran and to Afghanistan and to Iraq and to Rhodesia and to Nicaragua, where we brought communists to power in all of those countries and the radicals to power in the Middle East. And people have such a short memory. That's the problem, Jerry.
Well, and I think we're going to see now in Iran that you're going to find the Obama administration is going to sit by, just like it did in 2009 when the Green Revolution was in the streets, Green Revolution doing everything it could to basically oppose Ahmadinejad in a fraudulent re-election as president. Barack Obama did not support the freedom fighters in Iran in the streets trying to change the government. And now Iran is going to come down brutally again on the demonstrators. They're going to kill demonstrators. They're going to imprison them. They're going to clamp down. And just like in Egypt, the army is now solidly in control. It's going to stay in control until an election allows the Egyptian Brotherhood into the government in Egypt. And in Iran, the army, the militia, the Bajij, are going to brutally put down any demonstrators, so the regimes, the radical Islamists, gain greater control in both Iran and in Egypt. This is going to put the Sunnis and the Shiites together in opposition to Israel, and it's going to increase dramatically the existential threat to Israel. Lebanon, the Hezbollah has taken over Lebanon, with the Egyptian Brotherhood coming to power and coming to rise in Egypt. The Sinai is going to be open to terrorists. resupplying Hamas, created by the Egyptian Brotherhood in the Gaza, and Israel is going to increasingly be facing an existential threat surrounded not only by Shiite-funded, by Iran, Islamists that are radical, Hezbollah and Hamas, both funded by Iran. Now you've got Egypt on the rise, and Egypt will again turn against Israel, which has not been the case since Anwar Sadat was in power some 30 years ago. When he was killed, Mubarak took over, and we're abandoning Mubarak just as freely the Obama administration, as Jimmy Carter abandoned the Shah, with the same result. The radicals in the Middle East have got the green light to take power in the White House. Jimmy Carter, now Barack Obama, are going to sit by and let it happen.
And I think we're going to see a terrible, terrible war against Israel. I think it's only a matter of time. And we're going to be drawn into this war. There's no way that we will not be drawn into the war. And ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand, I believe this is carefully scripted by, anyway, you go right ahead, Jerry.
I agree it's carefully scripted. And the problem, Nuxan, I pointed this out repeatedly when I was in Israel, and I wrote why Israel can't wait. Israel's facing an existential threat. If Israel has to use nuclear weapons to survive, which Israel does not want to do, it's coming. I tried to prevent this war, but I see it shaping up.
And because Pakistan also has nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
Some of our sources suggest that Saudi Arabia has them as well, and they certainly are will be deployed when the word is given. So we're looking at some terrible, terrible times, ladies and gentlemen. What is taking place, in my estimation, in the Middle East, is going to have a profound impact in America. Most people sit back and say, oh, sure, boy, we're all in favor of democracy for the people of Egypt and the people over there, better life. Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to lead to terrible problems and going to have a terrible impact right here in America down the line. This is Dr. Stan, I guess. This is Dr. Jerome Corsi. Jerome, go right ahead, please.
Well, I think, Dr. Stan, people have got to realize that what we're facing in the Middle East is not a crisis that's going to be avoided for long. The White House can spin it all at once. The Democrats can have this theme, oh, look, Barack Obama is responsible for this wave of Democratic governments coming in the Middle East. The Middle East has never known democracy. The history in the Middle East is that the initial period after these popular revolts, like in 1979 in Iran, is euphoria, enthusiasm by the liberal mainstream media press, followed by setting the American people up for the reality, not realizing that very quickly the radicals are going to take over, consolidate power in Iran, now take over in Egypt, and it sets up the conditions where Israel is going to feel increasingly isolated, especially with Barack Obama in the White House, and Israel cannot rely on Barack Obama for its support. The Middle East, I think, rightly believes that Barack Obama's allegiance is to radical Islam. He's certainly not done anything to indicate to the contrary by his actions. And as Israel feels increasingly isolated, when I was in Israel writing Why Israel Can't Wait, I remember I sat in General Yalon's office for over an hour, the Vice Prime Minister of Israel. General Yalon said, Israel will defend Israel, even if abandoned by the rest of the world. But that's a frightening prospect, because we really do not want, I've done everything I can do to prevent this war, because this war could eventually be, or very quickly be, a nuclear war where Israel fights for its survival. And if Israel has to fight without the allegiance of the United States, it's a war that no one should want to happen.
You're absolutely right. Well, you know, neither you and I would can really affected. You've done everything you could. You wrote a wonderful book, Why Israel Can't Wait. And certainly we've been talking about these things for a long time. Our job is to get the information out and hope and pray that one of these days God is going to intervene. I don't know how he's going to intervene. I'll tell you what, he's going to bring terrible judgment on this country and perhaps on Israel too. We'll just have to wait and see. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Dr. Corsi is just saying he feels that as a end result of what is going on in the Near East and the Middle East, the radical Islamists are going to take over all of those countries. And, oh, everybody's so happy about democracy and people expressing themselves, and now we're going to have freedom over there. And ladies and gentlemen, this is all claptrap. That's what we were saying after the 1979 revolution, where we brought the Ayatollahs to power over in Iran, and look where they are today. Well, of course, the same thing is going to happen. But all of these nations, I believe, and I think Dr. George, of course, he would agree, are going to align against Israel. And Israel, whether she has the support of America or not, and with Barack Obama in the White House, and most people over there believe he is a Muslim, he's lying about being a Christian. We're going to have it tomorrow evening from Israel, Avi Lipkin, who has worked with military intelligence. His wife still works with military intelligence, and he will tell us that she picks up constant. She's an interpreter, and she interprets the media over there for the Israeli intelligence service, and all of these messages come back. Everybody knows Barack Obama is a Muslim over there, and he has promised, to support them in their effort to destroy Israel. And this is what the Israelis believe, and I believe it to be true. You can hear it. Avi on our second evening program tomorrow evening. I think it's tomorrow evening. But terrible times lie ahead, and what's going to happen? Will America be somehow drawn into this conflict? It may well be a nuclear conflict. Pakistan has nuclear weapons. Many people, Avi claims that certainly Saudi Arabia has nuclear weapons, since they financed them, the building of them for Pakistan. After all, where would Pakistan get the money to do that? They would have to get the money someplace. Well, Avi says they got it from Saudi Arabia. But pick up a story there. Before we do, Jerry, I want you to go ahead and let our listeners know how they can get your books, Sydney, and how they can get your articles there at WorldNet Daily. Go ahead.
Well, I'm a senior staff reporter with WorldNet Daily, WND.com, and I'm writing there regularly. My own website, JeromeCorsi.com, 1776 Nation. I can get it either way, JeromeCorsi.com or 1776Nation.com. I'm really trying to focus these issues on this website. My Red Alert newsletter is free. I write it every week, an economics newsletter. And you get it at redalert.wnd.com or go to Guilford Securities, G-I-L-F-O-R-D, Guilford Securities, where I'm a managing director in New York. There's a tab at Guilford Securities Financial Services Group. If you click that tab, you see a page with my picture on it. Fill out that form. There's another way to get Red Alert free, and we'll send you updates from Guilford Securities. My books. I really implore people to read America for Sale if you want to understand that this is not a normal post-war economic downturn. This is a first intended and manufactured global depression that will level the power of the United States economically.
Tell John, I don't know if they're going to take callers or not. If we want them, we'll ask for them.
Okay, next time can you announce it?
What?
We should announce that early on.
Right.
And last, Dr. Stan, my new book coming out is going to be Where's the Birth Certificate? And that's going to be out on May 17th. It's on pre-sales right now on Amazon.com. And this is going to be in WorldNet Daily Superstore. This is going to be a major, again, fight, because I want to expose the fact that Barack Obama cannot prove that he was born in Hawaii and he was a dual citizen even at his birth, with his father being a Kenyan. He was a dual citizen at birth of the Commonwealth of Great Britain. And this has slipped through the cracks, and I think we've got to really make it clear to the American people that Barack Obama is not eligible to be president. has a tremendous cover-up going on with Barack Obama's background. He won't release his passport documents. He won't release his travel records or his school records. There's hardly any documents about his past that Barack Obama will allow anyone to see.
Oh, there's something circulating on the Internet, which is supposedly his birth certificate from Kenya. Is this fraudulent? Is this a setup? Do you have any idea? I mean, it looks so authentic, but I certainly would never utilize it, because it could very well be a specific setup that anybody uses will immediately be discredited.
That's correct. There's two versions that are of the fake Barack Obama birth certificates that are circulating on the Internet. One has a footprint on it. It was produced by Lucas Smith. It's a fraud. I've had it examined in Kenya. Birth certificates from the era, 1961, did not look like that at all. And there's another one with a folded, you can see it, with faded paper and a photograph against the kind of reddish background. It was copied and done, photoshopped from a legitimate birth certificate of the period that was issued to someone in Australia. No legitimate birth certificate of Obama from any place, including Kenya, has ever been found. And what I'm saying is that Barack Obama maintains that he was born in Hawaii at Kapiolani Hospital. I'm happy to believe that, but why can't we see the long-form hospital-generated birth certificate? Barack Obama refuses to show that to the American public. Governor Abercrombie tried to find it and could not find it. I don't think the document exists. I don't think Barack Obama was born in Hawaii.
All right, fine. That's about the thing is that there, when you see organized efforts to put out organized disinformation like these copies of his Kenyan birth certificate, somebody is trying very hard to confuse the issue. Why would anybody go to all that effort to put out fraudulent birth certificates up on the Internet? And there's several of them up. I've seen several of these. And obviously, they're trying to confuse the issue, and then they can discredit anybody who utilizes those as factual. So, obviously, this is a program of disinformation, exactly as we saw during the Bush president, when he was running for president the second time. And the fraudulent record saying that he did not appear for his service with the National Guard, and that ended up getting poor old Dan Rather fired because he utilized the information when it was obviously a fraud. Not that, because George Bush did appear for service, he didn't. It was just that the records were out there, were fraudulent. So the issue shifted from, did George Bush avoid military service and by joining the National Guard and not fill his commitment, to a look at that terrible Dan Rather. He used the fraudulent information supplied to him by a scurrilous source. These peoples are masters of deceit and fraud, aren't they?
Well, that's right. And don't fall for these fake Obama birth certificates circulating on the Internet. If there ever were to appear a legitimate Obama birth certificate, we would discuss it and vet it at WND.com, and I would be openly talking about it. There is no legitimate birth certificate, long-form hospital-generated birth certificate for Barack Obama that has ever been revealed to the American public.
And I think that we're so fortunate to have WorldNet Daily. You and Jared, Joe Ferrer are doing a magnificent job. Go right ahead.
Well, I think when my book comes out, it's going to be May 17th. And it's going to create another firestorm, because this issue is not going away, Dr. Stan. We had Governor Abercrombie come in, who was great in Hawaii, just took office. He was a great friend of Barack Obama. Abercrombie himself was a 1960s anti-war hippie. He's now in power, great friend of Obama. Abercrombie swore he was going to come in and discredit the birthers. He was going to find Obama's birth documents and release them. Abercrombie found nothing, could release nothing. His friend Michael Evans went on the radio, said some 34 stations. We have recordings from four or five of them. When Mike Evans said he spoke to Abercrombie cannot find Barack Obama's long form hospital-generated birth certificate, because the document doesn't exist. The short-form birth certificate in Hawaii, the grandparents could come in and register the birth, not because they thought Barack Obama was going to be president, but because there's value to any baby being an American citizen, and the birth announcements that were filed in the Honolulu newspapers at the time of Barack Obama's birth had the address of the grandparents. Barack Obama's mother and father never lived together there as man and wife. Within 3 weeks of the baby being born, Ann Dunham went to Seattle, the mother, with the baby. She enrolled in extension courses that were taught at night. She never returned to Hawaii until Barack Obama Sr. left. It's all a lie. The birth story, the nativity story of Obama, it tells of dreams from my father and is told since then, is all a lie. And there is no birth record of Obama in any Hawaii hospital. That's what Abercrombie found. And that's what my book, Where's the Birth Certificate, is going to prove.
Well, it's a tragic situation, but I think what's so significant is the entire media is on the other side. If there was ever an example of how the media is controlled, it's the way they've addressed this issue. They don't present both sides. They present one side, and then they demonize and marginalize and ridicule anybody who suggests that perhaps, just perhaps, Barack Obama was never eligible to run for the presidency. And, of course, they shift the issue from was he eligible to these terrible people who are simply so stupid that they would believe that a man could be president without being a natural born citizen.
And even Robert Gibbs in the White House press secretary says, oh, well, Barack Obama's a citizen. The issue is not whether he's a citizen, it's whether he's a natural-born citizen, which is a more restrictive characterization, qualification, specified by in the Constitution by Article 2, Section 1. And a person can be a citizen, for instance, a naturalized citizen under the 14th Amendment, without being a natural-born citizen.
Well, can he be a natural-born citizen when he has taken on the citizenship of another nation? He certainly was considered Indonesia when he was living in Indonesia. Weren't there records where he actually went to school there as an Indonesian citizen?
Yes, I published them in the Obama Nation, and they've been validated by the Associated Press. In 2 years, at least, we have the records for Barack Obama. He was an Indonesian citizen and a Muslim registered in the schools. We even have the passport records, some of them, of his mother. She filed a passport application amendment when she was in Indonesia. She took Barack Obama as a baby, as a child, age 6 to 10, off her passport, crossed his name out, indicated his nationality had changed, and put his Indonesian surname, which we had never before seen, Barack Obama Soebarka. She wrote in Soebarka on the form, which is another indication Barack Obama became an Indonesian citizen with an Indonesian surname when he was there as a child with his stepfather. Now, Barack Obama, even though he was a child, not any due to any cause of his own, a natural-born citizen is not a choice a person makes. It's a qualification of birth. By compromising and becoming a dual citizen, an Indonesian citizen, and Barack Obama's father was Kenyan, so Barack Obama at birth was a dual citizen of the Commonwealth of Great Britain, then Kenya when Kenya became independent, as well as the United States, a dual citizen, either at birth because of his father, a Kenyan, or an Indonesian with his stepfather when Barack Obama, I believe, became an Indonesian citizen. Barack Obama was disqualified as a dual citizen from being a natural-born citizen and should have been ineligible to run for president.
But, Jerome, there's always been a powerful force behind Barack Obama, and certainly reading some of the things written by the people who work, certainly within the various occult organizations like Corrine McLaughlin, she tells us that people all throughout the world had been praying for years that Barack Obama would become the next president of the United States. We have her writings on this. So there has always been a mysterious force behind Barack Obama, which is why, of course, I believe he is the president today.
Well, and Dr. Stan, it's very similar. Again, my book, Where's the Birth Certificate, which will be out on May 17th, my book, America for Sale, they're saying the same thing. The globalists have an intent to destroy the United States of America, to reduce its economic power, to have a president in place who diminishes the foreign policy of the United States, increases Islamic terrorism, to push the United States under the control of the International Monetary Fund and into a global world government where the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, the United Nations make decisions and control the sovereignty of the United States.
You know, Jerry, you are absolutely right. The average American finds this difficult to believe. I mean, how could anybody want to destroy this nation? We're such nice people. But, of course, it has nothing to do with we're nice people or not. We're an indifferent people. I mean, we're just enjoying the good life so much that we can't believe or understand that there's not a threat out there that threatens America. There's a threat here that threatens America. And it is the globalists who have a different agenda, who really have no loyalty to this country, but to this loyalty is this dream of a new world order, a new world religion, a new world leader.
Well,
go right ahead.
And as I said, I'm writing this constantly. I mean, I've written a series of articles also recently about how the North American Union is advancing under President Obama. The Security and Prosperity Partnership website has now been taken down. But, of course, Barack Obama is signing treaties with Mexico and Canada, not with Congress's approval, just his own authority that people are unaware of. On November 30th, Janet Napolitano signed the Trusted Traveler Agreement with Mexico, which allows Mexicans to get these Trusted Traveler cards. They look like a credit card issued by the Department of Homeland Security with biometric data in them, the fingerprints, an iris scan, a face, digital face that can be recognized by a computer. And you swipe these cards through the global entry terminals that we're putting now in the airports and at ports of entry. Go to globalentry.gov, and Mexico estimates ultimately some 80 million Mexicans will be trusted travelers in North America, and they'll be able to freely travel just like in Europe. If you're a European citizen, you can go anywhere in the European Union. So if you're a North American citizen under the Trusted Traveler Program, which the Security and Prosperity Partnership called for, and now Barack Obama has implemented, millions of Mexicans will be able to travel freely anywhere they want in the United States just by getting a Trusted Traveler biometric credit card.
And in fact, there's a recent poll that said about 60% about 60 million Mexicans would like to come to the United States, and the other 20 million, they're already here. Go right ahead.
Well, Dr. Sen, I've also indicated, we'll get to this, that Mexico's implementing the program already. I just wrote an article today on Mexico's demanding school children get biometric Mexican identity cards. Some 20 million Mexican children under the age of 18 are getting iris scans, photographs, and fingerprints to be put on a Mexican identity card.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, Jerry, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program. I mean, these same things are happening. They're doing the same thing in India, where 1.2 billion people are being issued these.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
Program. Jerry, thanks so much for being with us. I hope we can get you back again next month.
Always a great honor and pleasure to be with you, Dr. Stan. Thank you.
God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless you.
All right, fine. Well, this is certainly one of the few people who really has a complete grasp of what's going on. We recommend all of Dr. Corsi's books and all he writes and his articles at WorldNet Daily, and certainly Joe Fair is doing a great job of getting information out. We have certainly WorldNet Daily. We have newswithviews.com. We have certainly, they're both excellent sources of information. World Affairs Brief, those are the three places I go for information. But WorldNet Daily, where Jerome writes, excellent materials. And Joe Ferry is totally dedicated to this. In fact, he just bought another almost 200 copies of Brotherhood of Darkness. He's put out thousands and thousands of copies of our book to people across America, because he understands, as I do, that this is a spiritual battle being fought on a political and ideological battlefield. Now, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need, of course, to get the DVD, certainly The Forbidden Secret. The Forbidden Secret, and then, of course, the syllabus goes with it. It will give you an understanding of the angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs his storm, a phrase that George W. Bush used twice in his first inaugural address. And then that ancient plan of when our founders declared a new order of the ages, said George Bush, they were acting on an ancient plan that is meant to be fulfilled. When our founders declared a new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient plan that's meant to be fulfilled. What is the new order of the ages? It's the coming world government. Displayed on the back of the dollar bill, Novus Ordo Seclorum. What is the reason for the revolt over in the Middle East? It's the New World Order. It's going to lead to it. This is all orchestrated, and it's going to lead to a terrible war with Israel, probably a nuclear war with a loss of hundreds of millions of lives. I'm not exaggerating, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to our plea. Help us to get the information out. You need, of course, to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to hear my talk on The Forbidden Secret and get the syllabus. You need to hear my other talk. It's only available now on CD, although it will be available on DVD later. But it's called The Dark Secret, and get the syllabus for that as well. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. How do you get people involved? Why, you tell them that they're being poisoned, they're being allowed to die. You need to get the DVD, Cancer Forbidden Secrets. Cancer Forbidden Secrets. We have permission from Masio Mizuko, who actually produced that for you, once you bought a copy, to reproduce it and put it out. Get as many people to understand that there are treatments for cancer and they're intentionally letting people die. And if you want to get the transcript, we can just get the transcript of the what we call the New Art of the Barbarians. You can get the four tape or four CD set, but just get the transcript. It's less expensive. Read it through and understand they have treatments for cancer. They're suppressing them because there are too many people in the world. The other DVD you'll want to get, of course, is What in the World Are They Spraying by Ed Griffin. Excellent. And now, of course, we've come up with new information about the aluminum in the jet fuel. It's aluminum soap, and they will be making more information on that available. But you must understand the dramatic increase in the, for instance, the aluminum in the snowpack up in Mount Shasta. 61 times the maximum allowable aluminum in the snowpack, getting into the water, and of course they're spraying this, and it's affecting our health, it's affecting our minds. What in the world are they spraying? You need to get the information, you need to help us get it out. Call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you that the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Brad Case, who practices alternative medicine. He's certainly a chiropractor. He's writing a book called Thugs, Drugs, and the War on Bugs. And he has an entirely different view of medicine than most doctors do, but then so do I. And I think that it's important that we understand that certainly chiropractors have a great deal to offer. I know when I practiced medicine, why of course the doctors were never supposed to refer patients to chiropractors, but I knew that sometimes they could help certainly with spinal problems that I couldn't, and I did. I always did what I thought was best for the patients. I always insisted on following the patient myself and making sure they were getting treatment. Many times we saw patients dramatically improved after going to a chiropractor when traditional medicine had little to offer. But what Chris Brad Case is doing here is talking about certainly the problems with traditional medicine, and many of his complaints against traditional medicine are absolutely correct. I mean, basically, of course, the use of statin drugs. Why are we giving statin drugs? Well, if you look at the actual statistics, we'll show that if you have never had a heart attack or never had a stroke, why the statin drugs do nothing to reduce, for all intents and purposes, your incidence of having a heart attack or stroke. So why are they giving this to actually lower your cholesterol when, of course, the statin drugs certainly can actually lower the CoQ10 and can force you into congestive heart failure, can create rhabdomyolysis. Some of them are actually carcinogenic. Well, I'll tell you why. Because there's billions of dollars of profit to be made. He makes that point. And there's so many points he makes. Certainly he points out about the vaccines. Now, I don't agree with everything, but I will tell you this. Most of what you will read in this book is absolutely right. Taking you into the history of allopathic medicine and herbal medicine, and herbs were used, and they should still be used. The average doctor doesn't understand herbs because all he thinks is the medicine to use is what the drug companies tell him and what the medical associations tell him and what he hears at the Friday meeting at the hospital. And it's about time the doctors begin to widen their horizon and find out that there are other methods of treatment. Most doctors mean to do well. They really do. I never met a doctor who didn't want to do what was right by his patient. But many times, because they never hear the truth, they are incapable of utilizing the other disciplines that are out there. And when they advocate water fluoridation, when they advocate vaccinations, widespread use of vaccines containing mercury and aluminum, on all of these things which are toxic, why, of course, you're going to have to educate your doctor and help him understand. Dr. Case, thank you very much for being with us this evening.
Oh, thank you, Stan. It's great to be here.
Well, why don't you go ahead and tell us, Cindy, what the message is you're trying to get out in your book, Thugs, Drugs, and the War on Bugs.
Well, this is the first book in a series that I'm writing called Why We're Sick, and the series title and the book title tell a lot about it, I've found in my years of practice that a lot of the reason that people are sick is because of these problems, the conspiracy to prevent the alternative message from getting out, the pushing of the pharmaceuticals on people when it's not always warranted.
And don't forget the suppression of cancer treatments. We'll be right back. All right, go right ahead.
So the suppression of cancer treatments absolutely is a huge problem. There's a lot of problems out there, and I just wanted to get the story out there. The right story. People are misinformed very much. Miseducated on what health really is all about, and so we just want to get that message out there to people.
I was very interested in your section on the barbers. The barbers used to be the bleeders, and that's the reason they used to have the pole out in front of the barber shop, which is a white pole with a spiral a line around it. Of course, and what people don't understand is many years ago, people used to be bled because it made them healthier. At least that was the belief. Of course, sometimes they took too much blood, as they did with George Washington. Mm-hmm. But basically, of course, the blood contains iron, and you have too much iron. Why? Of course, facilitates cancer, it facilitates certain infections. It really is not good for you. The bleeding process did have certain advantages as long as it was done properly.
Sure.
And this is why, of course, women during the childbearing years in many ways they're a little anemic, but they're much healthier than men, and that's why they live longer than men, because they had so much lower levels of iron. And the average doctor, the average individual doesn't understand the danger of too much iron in the blood.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose it would lower your blood pressure as well.
Right, of course, it had to be that you don't want to do what they did to poor old George Washington, because that was really a tragedy, and I'm sure that many of the people really didn't understand the physiology. They just knew that they felt better when they were bled.
Right. I don't think the bleeders probably killed nearly as many people as they did once they started applying all these toxic medications when the snake oil salesman kind of got started. They were, one of the things that they would promote would be mercury for things like syphilis and other things, because it basically kills everything it comes into contact with, so it will certainly kill an infection, but the effect it has on the host is pretty bad sometimes, too. Will kill the host eventually, too. So.
Well, I can remember, certainly, when I went into medicine, why, of course, you'd look at an X-ray of somebody's pelvis, and you'd see these deposits there in the buttocks, and those were from the mercury shots they used to treat the syphilis. It didn't cure the syphilis, but, of course, it gave you chronic mercury intoxication, and it was very, very damaging. And yet, of course, this was used up through the time when I was practicing medicine.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Brad Case, Dr. Brad Case. We're talking about his book, Thugs, Drugs, and the War on Drugs. And I think that it's so vitally important that people understand there are a number of treatments for cancer that are suppressed in America that work. And, of course, you can go to other countries and get them. They're available. But in America, the land of the free, you're not allowed to have them because, some people say, why the medical establishment wants to make money. It's not the average doctor. The average doctor can't believe their treatments are suppressed. No, I believe it's all about population control. I believe there are people who have a different worldview. I believe there are people who hate humanity. And a lot of this is coordinated, not by the drug companies, although they make a great deal of money on medicines that maybe prolong your life for months at a cost of $40,000 a month. I mean, what logic is that? Well, as long as the insurance company's paying, I mean, who really cares? I mean, I want to live as long as I can. Well, we've got real problems in America. We have active suppression of effective treatments and the use of treatments that just don't work. Now, as a doctor, traditionally, some of the things that are done, amazing things, I mean, some of the surgeries are done are truly amazing. I've had a heart valve replacement, miraculous, almost back from the brink of death. But on the other hand, of course, Dr. Case points out that a great deal of harm is done. Would you go ahead and pick up the story here?
Right, so you're right, surgery, we've seen some amazing things in surgery in the last, 100 years or so since they were able to anesthetize patients. But it's in Western medicine, don't get me wrong, they have all kinds of great things as far as life extension and, crisis management. So, the emergency room, there's all kinds of miracles happening in there. So I don't want to take that away from the medical doctors at all, but it's the drug pushing that bothers me the most. So when a patient goes into their doctor with say a headache, and this is an actual patient came to me, so she said, I went in, I told the doctor I've got headaches, and he tried to prescribe me Prozac. Spend 3 minutes with them, and try to give them a drug, whatever the pharmaceutical rep that just left. Left them a bunch of samples or something. So, they're not getting to the root cause of the problem. And part of that is probably because they don't have a lot of time to spend with people. And, but also they just don't have the tools. And when drugs, they say when all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Well, if all you have is drugs, everything looks like a drug deficiency to you.
Well, I went to a University of California in San Francisco. Originally, it was a homeopathic college, and of course, was taken over by an allopathic college. But there were still scholarships there for people who would take a course in homeopathy.
Mm-hmm.
I never had any idea what homeopathy was. I went all the way through medical school. Some of the people took the scholarships. They didn't pay that much. But there were those who wanted to preserve the art of homeopathy. And this was an entirely different approach to the practice of medicine. And yet, of course, it certainly was very beneficial to many people, just as the use of herbs are. And herbs have certainly been around for thousands of years. They work. And everything is being done to discourage their use here in America. Why? And, of course, I think the answer should be self-evident. But you pick up the story, Brad.
Well, allopathic medicine or Western medicine was that term allopathy was actually coined by Samuel Hahnemann, the founder of homeopathy.
There was Haldeman Hospital where I was trained. Go ahead.
Okay. So Dr. Hahnemann believed that, you know, similar, they called it the law of similar. So like cures like was one of their tenets. So they found that the symptoms that a person was having, actually, you know, that your body isn't stupid. Your body is infinitely wise, and it's trying always to heal itself. So if you get a fever because of an infection, your body raises its temperature to handle the problem.
And then what do we do? Well, we want to give aspirin to lower the temperature. You want that temperature.
Exactly.
And God gave us the flight spike in temperature ordinarily so that we would help cure the virus.
Right.
But certainly, unless you're getting up 104, 105, somewhere in there, where you may get a febrile convulsion, the fever is important.
Right.
And nobody ever tells the doctors that.
So Hahnemann knew this, and he went with the symptoms. So whatever symptom you're having, we're going to sort of emphasize it a little bit. We're going to push it, nudge it in that same direction using very dilute forms of herbs and minerals and things. Whereas allopathy, so homeopathy, goes with the body. Allopathy goes against the body. So like you were saying, when you have a fever, we're going to try to bring your fever down rather than let your body do what it's doing, or even nudging it in that direction. So in most cases that I've thought about and investigated, it seems that allopathic or Western medicine is going against the body, against what the body is trying to do to heal.
And certainly this is one reason we carry it, Dr. Russell Blaylock's excellent book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. And Dr. Blaylock's a personal friend. He, of course, is a retired neurosurgeon. And he talks about these health issues, which are so contrary to the way the average doctor's been treated and yet been trained, and yet the treatments are founded on sound scientific evidence. And it really wasn't until we had an infectious disease doctor in Santa Cruz. His name was John Petrelli. We all loved him. We called him Bugs. And John, you know, if the nurse tried to give somebody aspirin to take their temperature down, he would just lambaste them. Don't you understand? That temperature is there for a purpose. Mm-hmm. Do not take it down. And suddenly, well, the patient's uncomfortable, you know, and that is how the body heals itself.
Right.
Nobody ever taught me that in medical school.
And it's the same kind of thing with high blood pressure, I think, where your body detects a lack of blood and oxygen getting to the brain. So the little area in your carotid artery, the carotid body, detects this, and it sends a signal to the heart to start beating harder and or faster so that the brain can get the blood and oxygen that it needs. And then the doctor comes along and says, oh, your blood pressure's high. And they know, of course, if your blood pressure's high, it could cause a stroke. But if it's just a little high, it's probably not going to do that unless you also have, you know, an aneurysm or a weakened blood vessel somewhere along the way. So, but again, your body is doing something for a reason. Your body raises your blood pressure because it needs more blood. So when you take a drug to artificially lower that, then what's happening is the exact problem your body was trying to compensate for, which is you end up with a lack of blood flow to your brain and all your other organs. And that's exactly what you see when you look up the blood pressure medicines in the PDR. You see the side effects are that of ischemia, or a lack of blood to the organs.
Well, I'll never forget, I went some years ago to a good doctor, very good cardiologist, and suddenly he said, well, you know, you've got the blood pressure, systolic blood pressure of 170, you know, and we've got to get it down. I was about 70 years of the age, and I said, look, I've had the blood pressure 170 for, you know, for 50 years. I had it when I was 20 years old, you know. Well, but we got to get it down. We used to think 170 was all right. It was 100 plus your age. But now we know you got to get your blood pressure down. You got to live longer. And so these are pills. Just take these pills and we'll get it down to 120 degrees. Well, I read the package insert and all the complications. Well, one of my very good friends, his wife, of course, went to the doctor. He had high blood pressure. And she shook the pills, fell over, broke her neck, and died. I mean, the direct result of the hypoxia. Well, when I had my heart surgery, and they took out the aortic stenosis, which, of course, is very much narrowing of the blood vessel that comes out of your heart, my blood pressure dropped to 120, 130. Right. And the reason that I had high blood pressure was the heart had to do that to get the blood through that narrow space and the stenosis. If they if I'd been foolish enough to take the pills, I probably would have had a stroke or keeled over, broke my neck, and died. Ladies and gentlemen, the doctor, there was a friend. He was trying to do what was best for me. He looked at the numbers, and the numbers said, give him a pill. That's what everybody said. It's like when you go to the doctor, you got cholesterol. When I went to medical school, the normal cholesterol was 280. And then, of course, they loaded it to 240. And then they loaded it to 220. And then they loaded it to 200. Now it's about 160. And unless your blood, pardon me, your lipid level is at about 160, they want to put you on a statin drug. You know, if it's over 200, you've got to have a statin drug.
Ladies and gentlemen,
there is no justification for this. You need cholesterol. That's what makes your brains work. That's what makes your heart work. That's what makes
your all your sex hormones.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. But they, one reason they want to get your sex hormones down is because there are too many people in the world.
Right.
If you don't have sex hormones, you're not going to have children. They know what they're doing. The average doctor has no idea.
And then, of course, they can sell you more drugs as well. They can sell you the Viagra or whatever else afterwards.
And but what we're doing is dealing with billions of dollars of profit. And the statin drugs are one of the greatest scams, and nobody has the courage to say it. But
they're horrible.
We have a an excellent book on that subject, written by one of the astronauts, incidentally, who actually took the statin drugs, and he got this a global amnesia. Every time he took the statin drugs, he couldn't even tell his name. He was a man in the astronaut program. He was a physician for the astronauts. And we carry his book. These are the things you're never going to hear about from Dr. Eugene Adele and these other people. But there's a lot of truth in Brad Case's book. Now, I might disagree a little bit with his theology about what happened in the Garden of Eden, but certainly we need to know the history of medicine, of allopathic medicine, of homeopathic medicine, of alternative medicines, because I think many of the alternative doctors, most of them, are really trying to do a good job. Maybe we ought to listen to other people. We'll be right back in a moment. Brad, go right ahead.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Grow the poliovirus, attenuated poliovirus, on the kidneys of monkeys, of green monkeys. And basically, of course, as they did that, they found that there was a virus there. It's called simian virus 40. It was the 40th virus they found, but it produced cancer. It produced cancer in hamsters and mesotheliomas and three or four other types of cancers. Now, of course, we know it treats all sorts of cancers. It's a cancer virus, produces cancer in every animal it's injected into. And, of course, the tragedy is, of course, that even after they knew there was a cancer virus in the vaccine, they used up their supply. Now, basically, of course, what they did, it was a cancer virus that lived in green monkeys. They changed over, maybe it was rhesus monkeys, and they changed from either rhesus to green monkeys or rhesus monkeys to green monkeys. I can't really remember which way they went, but they were eventually able to actually get the virus out of the vaccine down the line. But certainly we've infected millions, hundreds of millions of people with it, and probably a third of the adult population of the United States today carries this cancer virus, SV40. It goes from generation to generation, crosses the placenta barrier, but basically we've killed millions of people, perhaps even hundreds of millions of people, with a virus in the vaccine, but they cannot let the American people know, because then you wouldn't trust the doctors. Well, it had nothing to do with the doctors. The average doctor doesn't understand. But as U.S. Public Health Service, it's criminally indictable. Go right ahead, Brad.
Well, I wasn't aware that they had been able to completely eliminate it. From what I've read, there's still a possibility that it's there, because when the FDA convinced this Leaderly company to go ahead and produce the vaccine, what they told them was it takes 21 days of testing before the virus will show up. So just test for 14 days, and then we'll never see it. So they can now say, well, look, we tested. We did not find the virus. It's clean, so go ahead and inject it. And by their, you know, not knowing that it's there, they can, you know, sort of wash their hands of the problem.
Okay, well, they go right ahead. I think it was originally the rhesus monkey they used, and then they changed over to the green monkey, but go right ahead.
Well, so I think that this, you know, you mentioned mesothelioma, that's a lung cancer, so you sometimes hear about people that have lung cancer that have never smoked and have never been exposed to asbestos and that kind of thing. So this is probably one of the places where that comes in.
I think it really is. Of course, it not only has mesothelioma, but there are a number of lymphomas and other things now that they know are directly attributable to this. Dr. Carboni has had a great deal of work on this, but they cannot let the truth get out. I mean, how would you feel if your wife had died of a mesothelioma, never smoked, and now you knew that every animal that this virus was injected to got mesothelioma? Think of the losses, but don't you worry. Why, of course, they've given the vaccine manufacturers immunity so that you cannot sue anybody. You can't sue the doctor. You can't sue the vaccine company. Or that you can go to the vaccine court, and then you go up against the federal government, and they will fight you to the last taxpayer's dollar to keep you from getting any money in compensation for the epidemic of cancer you put out. Look up, Cindy, the book The Virus and the Vaccine, or the book The Health Century, which we do carry, published by the NIH, which tells you this this story of the betrayal of the American people. But it's told quite well here in Brad Case's book, Thugs, Drugs, and the War on Bugs. Go right ahead, Brad.
Well,
because that is not the only problem with certainly the vaccines. The fact that there was a cancer virus in the original polio vaccine, and then of course about 1980, when they started giving the MMR vaccine, suddenly we began to find an epidemic of autism.
Right.
Today, of course, we used to be 1-2 cases in 10,000 in every 10,000 people, children. Today, it's 1 in 66 boys, and. Well, they have no idea why that is. Oh, shucks, but we can assure you it's not the vaccines, and anybody who dares to say it will go after their license.
Right.
What sort of medicine is that? They know what this is. We have their records. They know the relationship between vaccines and autism. They just don't want the public to know. But go right ahead, Brad.
Yeah, it's a very scientific process they have there, isn't it?
It sure is. If you didn't hear my interview with Dr. Andrew Wakefield the other day, you need to get it. You need to understand what they're doing.
Yeah, I just
destroy the lives
today
of our children. Holding on, we'll be right back. This is Dr. Stan. Go right ahead, Brad. Talk about some of the other problems inherent in the vaccines, because the average individual, of course, they listen to our programs, they know the problems in the vaccines, but the average individual out across America doesn't know. So what can you tell them?
Well, autism is definitely the big one. That's the one that's making news, and it seems to be the one we have the most information on. We have the most evidence, as you alluded to with your interview with Dr. Wakefield. We have the Simpsonwood report where they admit it. The CDC and the drug companies got together in a secret meeting in Atlanta, Georgia, and they said, "Look, we know all the evidence is suggesting that the mercury containing vaccines are causing autism and other neurodevelopmental disorders in children. And what do we want to do about it?" And then they spent the next few days trying to cover it up. They're figuring out how they're going to cover it up, and continue to sell off the inventory that they had stockpiled already, so they didn't lose millions of dollars. And the CDC and the FDA and everybody just went right along with that. The pediatric associations and the doctors themselves and the NIH all kind of conspired together to the NIH came out with a study. They had just come out with a study saying that, you know, there was possible that the vaccines were causing autism, but, you know, more research needed to be done. As soon as they had this meeting, they got together and said, "Hey, we need to come up with a study that basically says that vaccines don't cause it." So a couple years later, they came out, and sure enough, just almost word for word from what they had said at this Simpsonwood meeting, they came out and said, "No, there's no correlation, and by the way, no more studies should be done on this."
no more studies. Of course, we always need studies. We might have made a mistake. Science is always in search of the truth and always has to be constantly reevaluated. They don't want to reevaluate because they know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. They're destroying the minds and the lives of countless millions of children in the United States and throughout the world. And we're going to have to take care of these autistic children. And we're talking about trillions of dollars for care for the unnecessary illnesses been produced by the vaccines. And the thing is that the people in the Public Health Service know, and the people in the CDC and EPA know what they're doing.
Exactly.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest this evening is Dr. Brad Case. And Brad, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get copies of your book? And do you want to take any calls?
I'd love to.
All right, fine. If you're out there in the listening audience, we'll be glad to take calls for Dr. Brad Case on his books, Thugs, Drugs, and the War on Bugs. First of all, how can people get your book? How can they certainly get information from your website?
My website is www.healthisnatural.com, healthisnatural.com, and my book is available there. It's also on Amazon and all the other online bookstores, Barnes & Noble, Borders, etc. So any of those places works really well to get it. You were mentioning about the autism. I've got a graph in the book that not only just shows, you know, hey, you know, it used to be 1 in 10,000, but it shows the exact rate of autism on each date and then the incidence of autism on the other line. And you can see as they add in more mercury-containing vaccines, the rate of autism just shoots straight up, especially once we added the HIV vaccine in about 89, and then the hepatitis B vaccine in 91, we see it, the graph just shooting straight up to the sky. And that was, you know, they say a picture speaks a thousand words. When I saw that graph, I was pretty much convinced.
Well, the great tragedy is they took the mercury out of the childhood vaccines given here in the United States, but they left it in the childhood vaccines to be given to those innocent little black and brown children, mm-hmm. second and third world nations, and we're providing that vaccine to them free of charge in most instances. And Bill Gates has said, you know, the best mm-hmm. way to have population control is through vaccination.
Vaccinate more kids.
What they did here in the United States, and not that our children were going to escape, is as soon as they took the mercury out of the childhood vaccines, they mandated that children take a vaccine that contained mercury. So that basically, if you do what your doctor tells, and you start your child at 6 months of age and at a year of age, and of course the pregnant women take the mercury vaccine, and I call them mercury vaccines because they don't do any good, the flu shots. By the time you're 18, you got twice as much mercury as they did before. These are wicked and evil people. They know what they're doing. You're never going to hear this through regular channels. You will get twice as much mercury as you would have before they took the mercury out of the childhood vaccines. Are these people stupid or are they diabolical? I go right ahead.
I guess it depends on how cynical you are in your world view, but I tend to agree with you. Money can only take you so far down this road, and after that, you have
Thank
to realize
that
it's more than just money. It is about genocide.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I think one of the most important things is the realization that the body wants to heal itself. The body wants to heal itself of cancer. But, of course, you've got to get the immune system working. And then, of course, in many instances, in probably the majority of instances, the body will heal itself. Of course, if you do all the things that we ordinarily do, the chemotherapy, of course, suppresses the immune system, the radiation suppresses the immune system, the surgery it suppresses the immune system, and in certain circumstances, the surgery is ideal, you know, it gets rid of this, but you're going to suppress the immune system, then you've got to try to build the immune system up to overcome the suppression you got from surgery. And many times you get the cancer out, the patient will improve. But sometimes if you don't get the cancer out, the patient will improve as well if you can get the immune system working. And I certainly would recommend people have their surgery if it's an operable tumor. On the other hand, the radiation and the chemotherapy are very questionable. And certainly we try to determine whether a woman has breast cancer by giving her a mammogram, which is radiation, which increases breast cancer. And there are many people and many studies now that show that mammography, does more harm than good. But go right ahead, Brad. So what are some of the other things that you as an alternative healthcare practitioner really are concerned about, because you've written a very interesting, very provocative, and I think an excellent book?
Well, a doctor's job is always to remove the cause of the problem, at least in an ideal world. So if, you know, you cut your skin somewhere, you know, your body will heal that unless it's, you know, a huge gash, in which case you need stitches, where the doctor comes in and approximates the skin together so that your body can heal. If your problem is, you know, too much radiation, adding more radiation is obviously the wrong thing. If you have a headache, you don't have an aspirin deficiency. You have something else that's causing that problem. Either you have, you know, some sort of chemical issue or too much stress, or you have a bone out of place in your neck or something. If, you know, there's always a cause for everything that may not be apparent, and especially not to, you know, certain lab tests or x-rays or MRIs that you get in the allopathic medical doctor's office necessarily, but there is a cause. I found that there are 7 categories of things that cause all the diseases on the planet. And if I can remember all 7 here, you know, you have structural problems like trauma. You have germs, bacteria, viruses, parasites, etc. You have toxins. You have malnutrition, lack of nutrition or too much, you know, too much genetically modified foods, that kind of thing, so bad nutrition. You have radiation and electromagnetic fields. You have emotions and stress. And you have hormone imbalances. Those are the 7 things that cause all the diseases on the planet, as far as I can tell. Now, there are, you know, subcategories of each of those. Under toxins, you have chemicals and you have heavy metals and this kind of thing. So we talk about detoxifying the body. We talk about getting the right nutrients into the body, getting the body's structure in alignment, handling your emotions and stress in better ways through meditation or exercise. Talk about, you know, bioidentical hormones to balance the hormones out. So there are fixes to all of these problems. Now, if you can't find out what the problem is, then maybe you just need to do kind of a shotgun approach. So in my book, I have what I call the 20 steps to perfect health. And if you do as many of these things as you possibly can, you'll probably eliminate most of these problems. You know, detoxify your body. You can eliminate the heavy metals and chemicals and, you know, do some meditating or hikes in the woods. And, you know, you're going to commune with nature and pray and do all these things that will help you to, you know, your emotional life. And so they're all in there. And those are also on my website, too, at the Health is Natural. I have the 20 Steps to Perfect Health. We have the diet that I recommend, which is geared towards normalizing pH and insulin levels, which will basically prevent almost, you know, most preventable diseases. So a lot of good stuff on the website that's just there for free. I have a newsletter on there as well, and if people sign up for the newsletter, they'll get my free ebook. It's a 40-page book that I give to all my new patients, and it's just kind of chock full of all the information that people need to know right off the bat. What to eat, what not to eat, how much water to drink, you know, how to exercise, all that good kind of basic stuff that people should know, but a lot of people don't.
Well, people don't really realize, in my estimation, that they're being poisoned by so much of the foods that are being recommended. So, you know, sugars are bad. And sugars are not good for you. It suppresses your immune system. Mm-hmm. But aspartame, NutraSweet, is worse.
Mm-hmm.
And this is it's a poison, breaks down to phenylalanine and formaldehyde, both of which are extremely toxic. So why is it allowed? Well, because it produces cancer, it produces pathological obesity, it produces infertility, it produces cancer. They know all of these things, aspartame. Why is it in the diet? Well, because, of course,
Donald Rumsfeld said it should be.
Donald Rumsfeld, well, I really think it's a population control device.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly we could go down the line, the bisphenols, the phthalates, certainly the genetically modified food, large doses of soy are certainly not good for you. They know all of these things are bad for you.
Mm-hmm.
They tell you to eat, you know, that for years they told us to eat the trans fats or the unsaturated fats, whereas butter was far better for you.
Mm-hmm.
Why would they tell you to take something unhealthy? Because it was unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
And they know most people are gullible. After all, if the authority figures this is good, it must be good. Fruits and vegetables are so important, vitally important. But certainly you need a certain amount of proteins. You need a good deal of protein. You need exercise. But diet is the key. Basically, you are what you eat.
Right.
And if you eat properly, and it is the ready-prepared foods, and they will have MSG in them, they will have aspartame in them, they will have atrazine, they'll have all sorts of chemicals that are poisonous to us, and you buy them at your local grocery store, and believe me, the government knows exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if you eat properly, you'll be so much healthier. And you want to get away as much as you possibly can from ready-prepared food. And we're going to go to Barbara, who's calling in. Barbara, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I have. And it's maybe a little strange question, and I'm really appreciating the program. But when you go to a doctor who really doesn't understand alternative medicine, and he wants to prescribe for you just a lot of medications when, you know, you've only gone for a very minor problem of some kind, how do you approach a doctor in such a way that when you don't want to take the medications that he's prescribing for you, he actually doesn't you know, say, well, I don't want to see you anymore, which I have heard many people say this has happened. How do you approach a physician like that?
That's a tough question. It depends a little bit on your level of comfort with confrontation. you know, you can do a couple of different things. One, you can find a different doctor. Two, you know, when you go in, you could tell them, look, doctor, I'm interested in being on, you know, the least medications or the lowest dose of medications and handling this in the most natural way that I possibly can. I have another doctor, be it a chiropractor, a naturopath, a nutritionist, whatever, that I want to, you know, have handle the majority of my problems, and I want to have you as, you know, when I need drugs or when I need certain tests, I want to use you for that. So if you have that kind of relationship, from the beginning, maybe they'll, you know, have some understanding about, how you want to handle your own health so that they haven't, kind of invested in, already writing you the prescription and putting all the thought into this, and then you go and tell them at the last minute that you don't want their drugs. You know, if that's too confrontational for you, and it's not a life-threatening situation, I should put this caveat out there, if it's just something, to handle a symptom, you don't have to have the prescription even filled necessarily. You could just, thank the doctor and then go see your natural doctor and, have it handled that way.
Do you have any, sometimes people will have butterflies in their stomach. Do you have anything for butterflies in the stomach, this feeling of sort of uneasiness in the stomach that people get probably related to stress?
Do I personally have that?
No. Do you know of a treatment for it?
Well,
I'm sure you must have heard this, this complaint from patients that come in. I've got this. I got butterflies in my stomach, and probably it's a little spasm of the stomach there, but it's really more or less related to stress related. Mm-hmm. What do you do? Certainly, as an alternative practitioner for that.
Well, if it's like anxiety, then we work on trying to supplement the adrenals, and then of course I'm gonna, you know, have some conversations about. Helping them handle their stress better through exercise or meditation or prayer or something, whatever they like there. But
does exercise help this sort of thing? In other words, basically people get the butterflies. If they will exercise, will that help that?
Probably in a roundabout way. You know, I think if you, like I said, if it's related to anxiety, then you want to try to handle the stress that's causing the anxiety. Anxiety is, of course, when the adrenals start to misfire. As what I've found is that whenever a gland is starting to fail, it starts to put out its hormone at the wrong time. Like when a person is on their way to becoming diabetic and they're only hypoglycemic, their pancreas is putting out too much insulin. It's putting out insulin at the wrong times or too much. When a person is on their way to becoming hypothyroid, many times they become hyperthyroid for a little while beforehand. And I think it's the same thing with the adrenals. When a person has had chronic stress and they've beaten themselves up in nutritional ways too, like, you know, caffeine and sugar are both really hard on the adrenals. So everybody that I see almost has adrenal problems because they're all eating sugar. They're drinking all this caffeine, and they're all stressed constantly. So the adrenals are wiped out. Now, when the adrenals start to fail, they put out adrenaline. Now, when you put out adrenaline when you're at the top of a roller coaster or, you know, trying to lift the car off the baby, then that's a good thing. You know, you get this adrenaline rush, and it's a cool feeling, but when you're sitting relaxing watching TV or in bed and you get an adrenaline rush, you think you're having a heart attack. So these anxiety attacks are not a good thing, but that happens when the adrenals start to put out adrenaline when you don't really need it. So I think that what you're describing, the butterflies, is kind of like a mild case of that.
I think it probably is as well. It's something really, I think, very prevalent, I think, because so many people are sedentary. They're not, but they need to be exercising, because the exercise, of course, will actually dissipate their adrenaline. The exercise will certainly get their endorphins up. And all of this is so good for people, but we're so busy we don't have time to exercise.
Right.
And then we wonder why, of course, we have so many physical ailments. We were designed to exercise. You need a certain amount of exercise every day. And certainly too much can get you into real trouble, but you need a certain amount, and it does dissipate the tension. Well, certainly a patient has been Dr. Brad Case's book, Thugs, Drugs, War on Bugs. How is the book selling?
Oh, it's going really well. It's only been out since October, and we're just going like gangbusters.
All right, fine. I'm so glad to hear it, and I appreciate it. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty to wrap up the program. But there is so much you have to know out there in the listening audience. You're going to have to be responsible for your health and not depend on drugs. Sometimes they're life-saving, and sometimes they're life-threatening. Well, Brad, you've got 3 minutes to actually wrap up the program for us.
Well, I think you gave a nice little summary.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guide foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguide.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Secrets. Oh, we actually have, of course, the book that's called The Health Sensory is put out by the NIH. It will tell you the background of the virus and the vaccine, the cancer virus there. They knew it was there, and they distributed the vaccine and killed hundreds of millions of people, in my estimation, from cancer. That's why, of course, today, at the beginning of the 19th century, one person in 17 got cancer. Today it's one in three. They know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. They know what they're doing. We have the transcript of the talk. You can get the talk, the interviews with Dr. Dettigan, who heard Dr. Richard Day, or get the transcripts of what Dr. Day said. And, of course, it's available. It's called The New Order of the Barbarians. The New Order of the Barbarians. You get the tape set, the transcript, or both, where he tells them, we have treatments for cancer. We're going to keep them locked up. There are too many people in the world. We have the DVD, the excellent DVD, which you have certainly the producers permission to copy. Cancer, Forbidden Cures. There are cures for cancer, and they work very well, and they're forbidden in America. If you want to get your blood pressure up, if you're a little hypotensive, watch this vaccine, but prepare to weep for all the people who died needlessly, horrible, painful deaths, because, of course, there are people who have actively suppressed treatments for cancer. We carry the DVD, Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda by Dr. David Ayoub. And if you get the DVD, you get a free CD-ROM with several thousand pages of government documents showing they know the mercury is poisoning our children and they want to poison your children. We have the Simpson Road Report. We have the National Security Study Memorandum 200. Came out in 1974 over Henry Kissinger's signature, saying the major thrust of American foreign and domestic policy is population control. We have Dr. Blaylock's excellent talk on vaccines and brain development. We have my talk on the specter haunting America. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. That's the book, The Health Century, put out by the NIH about what a wonderful job they've done, but the author told the secret about the cancer virus and the vaccine that you're never supposed to know. And the NIH is so good they forgot to read the book before they published it. And then, of course, we have the book on health and nutrition secret by Dr. Russell Blaylock. You need this book. We have the DVD, Cancer, Forbidden Cures. Cancer, Forbidden Cures. We have, of course, a DVD on mercury autism and the global vaccine agenda. They've killed millions of children, and those they haven't killed, they've destroyed their lives. One in every six American children has a neurodevelopmental abnormality or a severe learning disability. One in every nine children has asthma. One in every 12 children has eczema, severe allergies. You don't see it in children not vaccinated. They know what they're doing. You have to be evil to want to hurt children, and we do have evil people in America today. We have, of course, Dr. Russell Blaylock's excellent DVD, Vaccines and Brain Development, my talk on the specter haunting America. They're all available and so much more. Calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Go to our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to our programs there. 9 hours a day, you won't get much accomplished, but you'll learn a lot. Get others to listen, and then please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty. And if you can help us, we'd love to hear from you. Join the Radio Liberty family, but pray for our provision and our protection.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. You're in the right place. You're wanted here. Believe me, you're wanted and needed. Thank you so very much for joining us in the Power Hour today. This is a place where we get together, share what we know, learn from each other, decide what we're going to do, and then stand. That's right. We stand. And we stand together. It is 15 November 2011, and I can